I welcome you once again to Super Legend Radio. My name is Frankie Delmain, and I am here with a fantastic glass of Diesel Punk Pilsner that I scored at the 99-cent store. $2.99 for a six-pack, and it's pretty good. And I'm enjoying it ever so much. I am enjoying it as much as I am enjoying the next subject matter, which is a band I've been discussing with a few old friends as of late. And they are called Judas Priest. And this is their version of the Fleetwood Mac song, The Green Manalishi with the Two-Prong Crown, originally written by Peter Green. Done on Judas Priest's 1979 Hellbent for Leather record. And I very much love this version. I've played it before on this podcast. I hope you enjoy it too.
You try to fool me, I thought you tried to hide. Why don't you tell me to my face and look me in the eye? Got no reservation for putting you in line. Don't test whatever patience, don't you try to waste my time. Don't make me angry, hit me please. Let's talk a while, let's shoot the breeze. I'm trying very hard, I must be cold.
Things in the world I'm scared of.
I'm scared of two things. What's that?
Women and the police.
Women and the police.
You spend all your time trying to hump them both, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's suddenly do the star.
Come on, woman, and paralyze my mind. Well, I just looked out and in my side view mirror, that binder I just passed is way behind. And each mile old Jimmy takes me is 1 mile nearer to the gal that's gonna paralyze my mind. I've left a trail of smoke all the way from Gulfport, and I just rolled across that Louisiana line. And I can't wait till I can see the lights of Freeport and the gal that's gonna paralyze my mind. She's a waitress at a place called Kelly's Truck Stop. So I'm a-watching for that big truck neon sign. And that'll let me know that I found my good luck stop and the gal that's gonna paralyze my mind. She may not have all the looks to win a contest, but as far as I'm concerned, that suits me fine. Cause the way a woman looks is only one test, and in other ways she can paralyze my mind. Well, there's that sign ahead, so I better be a-breaking and let those trucks catch up I left behind. I'll set the air and leave old Jimmy shaking while I let that woman paralyze my mind. Come on, woman, and paralyze my mind.
Footsteps leading to our cabin. Above the door there burned a scarlet lamp. And late at night a hand would knock, and there would stand a stranger. Yes, I'm the son of Hickory Hollow's tramp. Yeah, the weeds were high, the corn was dry, when Daddy took to drinking. Him and Sally Walker, they up and ran away. Then Mama shed a silent tear and promised 14 children. I swear you'll never see a hungry day. When Mama sacrificed the pie, the neighbors started talking, but we were much too young to understand the things they said. All we really cared about was Mama's chicken dumplings and a goodnight kiss before we went to bed. And each Sunday she receives
yes, that was the fantastic pop singer, Mr. O.C. Smith, with the son of Hickory Holler Tramp from 1968. A song about a woman who has 14 children and is left by her drunk husband, so she has to become a prostitute to support the family. That, of course, was written by the fantastic country music songwriter, Mr. Dallas Frazier. Before that, we had the ever-wonderful Mr. Nat Stuckey from his 1966 debut LP, Nat Really Sings. That was a song called Paralyze My Mind. And yes, Mr. Nat Stuckey from Cass County, Texas. He is one of the sort of more undersung heroes of country music. And before that, we had a 1969 track called Don't Push Me Away by a band called Crank that I know nothing more about than that. So I can offer you nothing. Maybe somebody out there in listening land will know more. Specifically, I'm thinking Steve Krakow or Scott Carlson. Those are the gentlemen who probably know more about this than I do. Speaking of obscure songs, before that we had Corey Gunn with the oldie Let's Have a Party, and I love that version. It's totally screaming. They definitely were on some sort of speed, I believe. And before that we had Atlanta, Georgia's The Brains with Girl in a Magazine from their 1980 debut LP, which I think I've played that on this podcast before as well, because I absolutely adore that song. And before that, we had a nice revved-up garage rocker. I believe a retro garage rocker, because that song's from 1982. So the retro of the retro of the retro, I don't know. But I love it. It's called Don't Make Me Angry by a group called The Cannibals. And prior to that, we had Mr. Lee Michaels with Roochie Toochie Loochie from 1974's Tail Face. And Lee Michaels is somebody who I've been enjoying very much lately. His first, like, five or six records are great. And we kicked off the whole set with Judas Priest and their version of Fleetwood Mac's The Green Man Lishi with a two-pronged crown. We're going to kick off this next set with someone named Nora and a song called The Battle for My Love from way back in 1974. 54 years ago.
Someone, and you know how you came to me. your head on up, but then beside you right until the break of dawn. I can't hit my feelings, you just got me reeling. I just wanna love you now for the rest of my life. You don't have to spend your nights walking the streets. You just say the word and baby, we'll be gone.
think I'm fucking with you?
I am not fucking with you.
And I'm here on a mission of mercy.
You can't close the leads you're given. You can't close shit. You are shit. Hit the bricks, pal, and beat it, because you are going out.
The leads are weak. The fucking leads are weak. You're weak. I've been in this business 15 years.
What's your name?
Fuck you. That's my name. You know why, mister? Because you drove a Hyundai to get here tonight. I drove an $80,000 BMW. That's my name.
And your name is your wanting. You can't play in the man's game. You can't close them. Then go home and tell your wife your troubles.
Because only one thing counts in this life. Get them to sign on the line which is dotted. You hear me, you fucking faggots?
She
That is from my good man, Mr. Savoir Faire, and from his 2014 cassette release, Street. That song was Street Walkin' Woman from his Street of a Thousand Pleasures release that came out on Wiener Cassettes, the subsidiary. Subsidiary? Oh, Lord, I can't even... the subsidiary of what's that record label? Wiener Records is related to I don't know that other cassette label. I can't think of the name right now. Anyways, before that we had Mr. Richard Hell and the Voidoids with Downtown at Dawn from his 1982 record Destiny Street. And before that, someone named Jackie Christian with Last Time I Go to Baltimore. Really must have had a bum trip out there. That's from 1974, New Zealand, of all the wonderful places in the world that I would still like to visit. I want to go to New Zealand and I want to go to Australia. Really, really, those are kind of, I think, next on the list. Hopefully that will be the next touring spots for the Crazy Squeeze. But anyways, before that, we had, of course, one of my favorite groups, the incredible Kidda Band from the late 1970s with one of their demos that never got properly recorded called Sign on the Dotted Line. And before that, we had Mr. Tom Hartman with Sunshine Woman from 1971. And before that, we had some 1980 Power Pop with The Gas. It shows in your face. Yes, it does, especially when I smack it. And then before that, we had Norman Kenway with Black Lady, 1974 UK single. And we kicked that whole set off with someone named Nora and a 1974 song called The Battle for My Love. I like that track a lot. It's really bizarre. Anyways, once again, I am Frankie Delmaine. Thank you for tuning in once again to Super Legend Radio. I'm going to exit with one of the great geniuses of popular music, Mr. Stevie Wonder, and a song called You Haven't Done Nothing from 1974's Fulfillingness's first finale LP. Listen for the Jackson 5. They do the backup vocals on this bitch. The song rules. Until next time, goodbye.